إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَآمِنُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O mankind, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Verily, there has come to you the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the truth from your Rabb. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. So believe in him, and that is good for you, that is better for you. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا, and if you disbelieve, if you deny, if you refuse to believe, فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily, whatever is there in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever all-knowing, all-wise. I get a great deal of joy from reading specifically such ayat of the Quran, which are the reflection of the glory and majesty of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and which put in perspective the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect to and vis-a-vis ourselves. Now you might say, what is the reason, what is the need to think about the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vis-a-vis ourselves? This is like saying, do I need to think about the fact that maybe, 1 hour from now, the sun will rise? Is it something that needs to be thought about? This is self-evident, it's clear. What is there to think about that? But the sad reality is that for many people, the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vis-a-vis themselves is not clear. There are many people in this world, may Allah forgive us and may Allah forgive me for saying that, but this is a reality, including Muslims, who think and who act and who speak as if they are bigger than Allah, as if they know more than Allah, as if they are more powerful than Allah. Seriously, they act like this, they behave like this, they talk like this, as if they know better than Allah, as if they have more power than Allah, as if they have more authority than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, such ayat are like a hammer blow on the head to put the brain back in place, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily and truly, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Verily, the Rasul has come to you with the truth from your Rabb. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Believe in him, that is good for you. Allah did not say, believe in him, it is good for him. Allah did not say, believe in him, it is good for me. No. Believe in him, it is good for you. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. فَإِن تَكْفُرُوا, and if you want to deny, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Nothing will change. If you want to deny, nothing will change, because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu anyway, whether you like it or not, whether you believe that or not, whether you care or not, whatever. Nothing is going to change. This world, which is less than a grain of sand on a beach, in terms of its actual reality, I'm not talking theology, I'm talking actual reality. The position, the size, the significance of this earth compared even to our own galaxy, one single galaxy, the Milky Way. And in the visible universe, and the visible universe is, to give you a analogy, it is if you hold up a pinhead, or if you hold up a grain of sand on the tip of your finger like that, and if you close one eye and if you look at that grain of sand, the piece of universe which is blocked by this grain of sand, that is the visible universe, which has, hold your breath, not millions, billions of galaxies the size of the Milky Way. That one grain of sand worth of visible universe has billions of galaxies the size of this galaxy. And this galaxy, this solar system of ours, we don't even know how many like this are there in this one galaxy. In that solar system, this Earth is not even the biggest planet. So what is the significance of this entire Earth if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drops this whole Earth in your lap? You still did not even get something which is even as big as a grain of sand on a beach. I mean, that is the only kind of example or reference that I can think of. I mean, if there was something smaller, I would have said it. There's no point in saying something like a virus, because neither you have seen a virus nor I have seen a virus. But a grain of sand, we know what it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are this one germ on this grain of sand, and you believe that you know more than me. You believe that you have more power than me. So what's that going to change? What is that going to change? Nothing. Inna lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Verily and truly, whatever is there in the heavens and the earth, all that we know and all that we don't know, and what we don't know exceeds what we know by multiple times, we don't even know how many times, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. It runs by His hukum. It runs according to the systems that He created, over which you and I have zero control. Absolutely zero control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my Nabi, I sent you, this is a ni'mah on you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and given a great ni'mat to the believers that He sent a Nabi who is from among themselves. So Allah is saying, I sent this Nabi, this is my ni'mat on you. You want to believe, it is good for you. So believe in Him, because this will benefit you. But if you don't want to believe in Him, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. Makes no difference. You will live this life as long as Allah has decreed. Not one second more, not one second less. In this life, you will get what Allah has decreed. Not one iota more, not one iota less. And then you will die. And then you will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, whether you like it or you don't like it. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. Tell them, they will die. مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Malakul Maut has been set upon you. ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. And He will bring you to your Rabb jalla jalaluhu. Nothing will change. This will happen. Choice you have is obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do what Allah told you to do because it is good for you. If I drink alcohol and you find me, may Allah protect us from this, I always give my example because then you can't get offended. If I get drunk and you find me lying in my own vomit in a drain, who does it harm, me or Allah? Who does it harm, me or Allah? I can make a list of the prohibitions of Islam. I'm not going to do that now. But I can, one by one, I can say, if I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. Who does it harm, me or Allah? Every single prohibition in Islam is prohibited because it causes havoc in the lives of people. Nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, for example, interest-based banking is the single biggest reason for global poverty. It is the single biggest reason for disparities of income between people. There's no other reason. This is the number one reason. So if you continue to indulge in this, if you continue to support it, and if you continue to do interest-based dealings, who does it harm? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What difference does it make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing. Zero. What difference does it make to us? Huge. If instead of interest-based banking, nobody said anything about money. Islam is not allergic to money. Use the money in the right way. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable only for choices, not for the amount of things. Allah will not ask you how much money did you earn. Allah will ask you how did you earn it, from where did you earn it, where did you spend it. Allah will not ask you what was your lifespan. How come you did not live to be 100 years old? Why did you die at 60 or 70? Allah is not going to ask you this question. Allah will say, how did you spend this life? I gave you 20 years, how did you spend that life? I gave you 5,000 years, how did you spend that life? Allah will not ask you, how come you are not like, King Kong? No. Whatever strength you have, how did you use it? Did you use this strength to oppress somebody or did you use that strength to help somebody? Questions are always, every single question. There's a book of mine on the questions called Questions, What Will We Answer? The questions of the Qabr and the questions of the Day of Judgment. So read it. That was a series of compilation of series of khutbahs we did here. Every single question has to do with the choices that we make. Allah did not give us control over everything. Allah did not even give us complete control over our own bodies. Your digestive system is not in your control. What is in your control? What you put into your mouth. That is in your control. You want to tank up on carbs, you are going to get fat. Simple as that. This is a law of nature. You want to eat carbs, you will get fat. Read my lips. Nothing on the face of the planet will stop that. You want to lose weight, stop eating carbs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rule. You can't say, no, I am going to eat all this, but it must not make me fat. You know, what are you smoking? Get real, smell the coffee, see the sunlight. You have diabetes, you want to eat sugar, no problem. Tell me when you want me to dig your grave. Because that is going to happen. Simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world, was a world of cause and effect. Allah gave us choices over what we will do. I want to sit in a chair all my day, all my life, no problem. You are going to look like a sweet potato. No problem. You want to look like that? No problem. No. I must sit in the chair all day, but I must look like something else. No, it doesn't happen. Does not happen. Period. Why is all this? Because we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we recognize Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Not for the dietitian. And because we know that we are going to be questioned on the choices, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these rules, call them rules of physics, call them rules of laws of nature, call them natural laws, call them what you want. They are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Whether you accept Allah or you don't accept Allah, the law is true. Whether you call alcohol, for example, in Canada, in the US, it's already there. In Canada also, they have made personal use of marijuana legal. Right? So what is personal use of marijuana? I want to smoke a joint and get high, this is legal. So what does it matter? Does it mean that the ill effects of marijuana, the addiction to marijuana, what marijuana does, that this will become now nullified because you made a law saying this is legal? Does it mean that? No. What marijuana does, marijuana will do. Whether you call it legal or illegal makes no difference. Islam says, recognize this reality. The reality is that something is harmful. You are putting a narcotic into your body. This is not beneficial. Now you might say, well, you know, for pain relief, marijuana is good. No problem if you are in that situation where maybe you would have been given morphine. Instead of that, you are given marijuana. Most welcome. Please take it. No problem. Not haram. Under medical supervision for a particular pain, you are suffering from cancer or whatever it is, you are using marijuana as a painkiller which is being prescribed by a doctor. Most welcome. Please take it. But you want to just, you know, have a go on a trip. I mean, there, sorry. Alcohol is harmful to the individual, and because of alcohol, entire families get disrupted. You have accidents of all kinds of things. But you say, no, you see, alcohol is legal. Over the age of 18. What does it matter? Does alcohol stop having an effect after the age of 18? It's a chemical which has no business inside your body. Now, you want to put it in your body and you say, oh, but this is legal. Slavery was legal. Lynching slaves was legal. Segregation was legal. Black man here, white man here. This was legal. I can give you a list of things which were all legal. Just because something is legal, it does not make it right. Because these laws which we create for our own convenience. You do not make alcohol illegal because the liquor factories pay big time money to the government. They pay taxes. You do not make tobacco illegal even though you know the damage that tobacco does. Smoking is haram just like alcohol is haram for the same reasons. But you don't say it is illegal because of the taxes that the cigarette companies pay to the government. But you will print all kinds of awful looking pictures on the cigarette packets. You will say the Surgeon General has declared that smoking is bad for you. What? Who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to fool? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't fool yourself. The laws are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. You want to spend your income buying cigarettes and smoking cigarettes, you are going to spend some more income suffering and dying of lung cancer. That's your choice. Please go ahead. Most welcome. Cancer hospitals have to survive. Let the doctors make money out of you. No problem. Do that. But don't think the law changes because you don't want to believe in it. Interest-based banking will create problems for you. You don't want to believe that. No problem. It will still create the problems. And of course, when you are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will be given, people who are dealing with interest, they will be given swords by the malaika, and they will be said, there is your Rabb jalla jalaluhu, you accepted a declaration of war, now go fight him. Is this how you want your day of judgment to be? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is this how you want your day of judgment to be? That you are declared an enemy of Allah and you are thrown in there and say, go fight with your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu because you accepted his declaration of war from him and his Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So on the day when we want his forgiveness, when we want the shafa'at of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, instead of that we are declared as the enemies of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the enemy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and we are told, go fight with him. But you say, no, I don't believe this. No problem, don't believe it. No quarrel whatsoever, no problem, don't believe it. It does not change anything. It does not change anything. What will happen. And you are responsible for that happening to you. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La zulma al-yawm. On this day, there will be no zulm. There will be no oppression on anybody. There is no person who did good who will be thrown into the hellfire because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I feel like, you know, I want to make you burn and see what it looks like. No way. There is nobody who seeks forgiveness who will not be forgiven. There is no one who seeks, forgiveness is not there, forgiveness is here. But there is no one who seeks forgiveness in this dunya who will not be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. We ask Allah to forgive all our sins. And we make tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, please accept us and please forgive all our sins. But if we don't want to seek forgiveness, if we want to stick on something which is haram and we insist that I know better than my Rabb, that I know what is right and what is wrong, and if Allah said something is wrong, Allah is wrong, I am right. If this is your position, most welcome, no problem. Allah is Allah. And everything belongs to my Rabb Jalla Jalala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to open our eyes before our eyes are opened for us, before the curtains are raised, before the reality becomes real and present. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make tawbah before it is too late and before the doors of tawbah are closed. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.